time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God.
We're here for Live and Direct tonight. You're listening to Freak the Sheep here on 95BFM. I have with me in studio Adam Hathaway.
Hello.
How are you?
Most good.
Most good. You've had a busy day today.
Yep, I had a couple of things on. It was made it well worth coming up. It's been a great day.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of media stuff, keeping probably chatted out, I reckon.
I think I'm coming back right around for second wind just about now. I've got a coffee as well.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Keeping it alert.
Mm.
Yeah, super excited to have you up here, of course.
Me too.
Yeah, you've got a new single that is out. You've been chatting about that. First of all, though, I want to kind of know what a live lineup is like for Adam Hathaway and the Haunters, because I don't think I've actually seen you guys in a live environment.
Good question.
Yeah, I guess talk about what the setup is like, what instruments kind of create the ensemble, as it were, and just talk about that.
We did a couple of festivals at the start of the year with Nine Piece, three horns, percussion. My old mate Ben Woods on percussion. He's a musician from Christchurch, a good friend of mine. And we have a tight four-piece, and that's who the band is. Adam Hathaway and the Haunters is four of us. But then we have sometimes another guy who plays guitar and organ as well. And then we've got some horn section, two or three of them. So actually, sometimes just the saxophone. But we've got a bit of a soul vibe. Sometimes there's more of that than other times.
Nine-piece setup would have been pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, sometimes I just go a little crazy.
And you want more people to enjoy the craziness on stage.
Yeah, yeah, just want it to be a big rock and roll party.
Before you were saying, of course, that Ben Woods, who is from Christchurch, and you're from Christchurch as well, I remember seeing you kind of feature, I guess, in Ben Woods' music video when I can't remember which song it was.
But it's called Lorenz.
It was a big old, like, live performance with all these different people. Yeah. And I saw spotted you in there.
Did you?
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. How? I mean, what's the vibe like in Christchurch in terms of music? Like, what do you, like...
There was a lot of people in that video who have other bands or are in other bands. There was Ryan Fisherman. He's my favourite. He's like an amazing singer-songwriter, country guy. And there's so many different... I feel lucky enough to be involved in a few different kinds of bands. There's a little bit of old-school country kind of music, and I've tried to sort of incorporate a few different things into this new record that we've got. And by the way, Ben Woods is also in my music video, and the song's called Control. At the video is all this footage from when I was like 13 years old, jumping around and trying to be Mick Jagger. And my little high school band, Ben Woods, Bogan version, circa 2007, with shoulder length, curly, just locks, Oasis t-shirt, just like shredding on like a Les Paul.
Booyah.
Oh yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, I mean, talking, there's so many great Christchurch musicians, and I mean, definitely has kind of a unique style and sound that's popping up out of Christchurch. Do you feel that your sound is definitely influenced by your surroundings at all, being in Christchurch, or maybe not?
I would say that, all kinds of different bands from Christchurch, whether it's like the more alternative music or like more guitar-based music, or there's a lot of people who I play with who are a fair bit older than we are. And I've definitely taken inspiration from all kinds of different things because I like all kinds of lots of different kind of music.
Cool. Do you feel that Christchurch has a particular sound? I guess it's kind of hard. I mean, that's such like a weird question in a way. But
I'm just trying to think about the different bands from. I'm not sure really. There's like indie guitar music everywhere, and there's like some country bands in Christchurch that I think that's what a lot of what Christchurch music is known for. But then there's like a band up here, there's music up here like that. You know the band Vincent HL?
Yep.
I love that band. And they're kind of like a country band, but then different. So everywhere's got its own like vernacular, but then everywhere also has the same genres going in the same directions, I think. So, yeah, it's probably yes and no.
For sure. No, that's all good. Hey, I'm talking about the new song. It's titled Control It. I was saying before. Very nice vibe. Loving it.
Thank you.
Super good track. Explain to the listeners the history behind the song, because there's been a few kind of special people involved in the creation of this track.
Mm-hmm. The song was written by our friend Delaney Davidson, and he produced our album. And he's a musician from Christchurch, and he's got he plays around the world. I'm a fan of his music. He wrote the song, I don't think specifically for us, but we snatched it out of his batch of demos, and it fit pretty well. And it's kind of like a lo-fi. Well, it seemed like that at the time, because it's definitely a little off kilter as far as like the rock and roll, like old school 60s stuff goes that we're going for, but it's got some element of that and also his weird, like dark, bluesy stuff as well.
And you worked with Joel Mulholland as well at the lab.
Uh-huh.
How was that?
Well, he's amazing to work with. He's meant to be like one of the best sound engineers, right?
Mm. A lot of great people, a lot of great songs have come out produced by Joel, so... The space itself, the lab, is just so so different and so special. So
yeah,
it would have been a crazy, crazy experience.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave. You know, like it just felt like you could just keep on being creative in there. But he makes it. He just got such a good vibe. Makes everyone feel relaxed, and I think he knows lots of different kinds of music, so he totally gets it. He's just heaps of fun.
Do you think with this new song that you were wanting to explore potentially a different style of songwriting, maybe in the future, maybe developing to a new kind of structure or format, or are you kind of wanting to stick to what you're used to? I'm very interested to know.
For this new album?
Yeah.
Well, I always wanted to make an album like this because it's kind of like, harkens back to like kind of obvious stuff like the Rolling Stones and Bob Dylan, Van Morrison, and then like Tom Petty and stuff, because I don't really hear a lot of new music that sounds like that, probably because it's been way too overdone. But I always wanted to make music like that, and I even planned to make it before we made our album, before this one, which was more of a fuzzy, jammy guitar album. But I just wanted to make music like this because I love that kind of music as well, and
Cool. Sounds exciting. I mean, your album, which is titled Crying Lessons, is being released this Friday. Super cool. Where can people access it if they wanted to? Have a little listen.
Yep. Well, you can, all the main ones, Facebook, Instagram, just Adam Hadaway and The Haunters. The album will be available, on Spotify, but you'll be able to get it online through Bandcamp or... And of course, we're playing up here at the Thirsty Dog with Reb Fountain and the band Water. I'm so excited about playing with those guys again.
That's going to be a bloody great gig.
Oh, man. It was like my favorite gig. I played with those two bands then as well when we played here in February. We're playing here on the 28th, and you can come and get the album and hear all that stuff.
But you're drowning around on quite a fairly decent tour around New Zealand as well, eh?
Yeah, we're just doing... We wanted to do more. We wanted to do way more, but it didn't all tee up. So we're doing 8 shows. Christchurch, Dunedin, Wellington, Hastings, Auckland, Blenheim, Nelson, and the Muscle Inn.
Booyah.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet. Hey, you've got also physical releases as well. CDs lined up?
Yeah, we've got some CDs.
That's a buzz as well.
Yeah.
People got the old CD player. Can enjoy that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's lots of people have tapes, but I don't know. I just think... I couldn't decide which one to go with because they all are kind of obsolete.
Mm.
But I just thought CDs were a little more practical. We would have liked to do vinyl, but it just doesn't seem worth the extra effort, you know.
For sure. Hey, Adam, thanks again for coming up today.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Hey, we're going to hear a couple of songs you're going to be performing for us. Have you got some selected?
Well, I just grabbed a couple that I thought would be okay solo off the album. So, yeah.
Yeah, obviously no band.
No band.
So it's going to be a little... Is this some songs that, I guess, sound different in a band setup compared to solo, or are they purely just kind of solo tracks?
No, they'll sound really different because that's all full band on the album. I mean, I could even do like a new one that actually sounds better solo, in my opinion, but if you do you think I should play them all off the album, or I could do a new one? I don't know.
Let's see what happens, I reckon. We'll see what happens. Hey, yeah, so people can find you online, Facebook, and, yeah, all the socials, I guess.
Yeah, that's right.
Sick, man. We're going to quickly reset in the studio and we'll get set up for a couple of tracks.
Great. Well, I'm going to do this one called Take Care of You. It's the second track off this album called Crying Lessons. Tonight is like another dinner in the dusk. I feel like rolling slow. I walk in my thirst in the highway universe. The voice is sweet and low. Oh, you know. Oh, it's true. Kind of cool to think about me. Probably the worst song off the album, but it works okay solo.
Break the sheep.
I'm a little bit on this one. Might be fun hibernating with your girlfriend. Don't you know you ain't going anywhere again? But think about me. Why don't you think about me? Losing you didn't seem so difficult before. You always leave KFC paper in my car. But think about me. Why don't you think about me? Think about me. There's a down man. I'm your best friend. Now I'm still thinking about the same old silly things. When one of us can't be wrong about one of our dreams. But think about me. Why don't you think about me? You were wrong, I was right, you were right there. When all the things you never hear, still trying to see. But now you don't see me. Why don't you think about me? Think about me. There's a dumb man. I'm your best friend. Think about me.
was a track by Adam Hadaway and The Haunters, although we're just joined by Adam tonight. Song's called Think About Me, and when you heard a track before that, Take Care of You. Of course, this is for Live and Direct here on Freak the Sheep. Adam, thanks again for coming up.
Thank you.
You've got one more song for us, and what is the title of this track?
This one's called Cry in Vain.
Very, very nice. Hey, yeah, all the best. Excited for the album?
Yeah, thank you.
Coming out this Friday. Uh-huh.
And we'll be back here on the 28th of September, the Thirsty Dog.
Thirsty old dog. Yeah, all the best. Wish you well. And
thanks, brother.
Yeah. Take care. Take care, of course.
Was live and direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.